And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great guest today. Our annual visit from the man, Captain Jim Hughes, from the Cortez out of C4 Sport Fishing. We're going to have a great show talking some fishing with an amazing man, and a lot of good stuff today. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a great show. Like you said, we get them one time a year, and that's today.
Yeah. Captain Jim Hughes, welcome. Great to see you.
Good morning. Jim. Thank you.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You're a busy guy, man, and you were catching big tuna on the Cortez all the way up into December, right?
All the way into December.
Yeah.
So wild.
Yeah.
It was good fishing this year.
Was it? Yeah. So what was the trick? What was the key on the Cortez?
It was never a problem for anybody in this fleet finding fish. It was getting them. The fish were just very, very finicky in the middle of the year. You know, they'd bite 2 or 3 days and off for a day or two and then bite for a day, and it was tough, you know. But when you get on the fish and they wanted to bite with it, you just stuck with it and being patient, you know.
Yeah.
And they gathered around and just kept on going for it. Sometimes we had 8, 9-hour, 10-hour drifts.
You know? So cool. So.
A lot of long nights this year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot of sleep for you.
No, it's 24-hour fishing.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And we did it most of the time this year.
I'm saying, how do you handle that? I mean, is it multiple, you just deal with it and, we're going to...
You deal with it and
we'll
rotate.
Catch up later.
We rotate the crews around.
Yeah,
now.
Okay.
I'm always having one guy sleeping. And we just kept going and going and going. So
I mean, it's one thing to do that for a trip or a couple trips in a row, but I mean, there was months of you wouldn't say your best fishing was at night, because sometimes it would be just as good or better in the day or vice versa, but it was always too good to ignore it.
No, yeah, you always had to look.
Yeah.
You know, you might only give it until 10 or 11 o'clock. You didn't see it, because there was days where it just bit in the daytime. You never got a bite in nighttime, and then get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, start looking around again. Other times, you wouldn't catch nothing in the daytime, and you better be on it at night.
Yeah, right.
Wow. So. And when the Cortez leaves the dock at Seaforth Sport Fishing, is Jim Hughes always on it?
Always.
Always.
Have been for the last few
years. Wow. You are man. I mean,
you gotta go.
How long?
How long what?
Have you had the Cortez?
Since 96.
96. Yeah. Wow. And how long have you been a captain?
Since, I think the middle 70s.
Wow.
So, well, I think we're going on 52 years now.
52 years. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So. Wow. Amazing. And people, you have pretty much all charter on the. You have very few open party trips.
Very few.
Yeah.
You know, we've tried to schedule an open party trip. We had one chance last year.
There was one open party trip last year.
Yeah, and then the weather killed that. And then the year before, we had two scheduled.
And that's just because every other fishing date is chartered. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you take all your charters throughout the year. Like, okay, well, there was one day left over. We'll put an open party trip on.
Yes. And then this year, I scheduled three.
Okay.
I've scheduled three this year. And one in, I think, August, one in September, one in November.
Yeah. No, and
I'll take that November trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all of them. I mean, you can't beat any of them, right? Yeah. And pretty exciting news. Well, I'll tease them a little bit. Somebody and a guest are going to be able to go on one of those open party trips.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
To the show. Yeah. Thanks to Jim. He's always very generous when it comes to bringing in the goods here for our callers and our texters. Now, thank you very much for that, Jim.
Well, we've had trips where I've done this before in the past, and they couldn't get on, or I couldn't get them on. I mean, last year, this last past season, I usually have an opening somewhere. A charter calls, hey, I need a couple guys, or I need two, three guys, or something like that. And I've always told them that. And this year wasn't the case.
Yeah.
I mean, these people were full. They wanted to go.
That's so cool. Well, with the boat and the operation you run and the fishing there was to be had this year, I mean, that's just not a surprise.
No, well, I think it was for a lot of people, you know. Just we're very, very fortunate to being able to go fishing the last couple of years.
Yes.
You know, with the protocols and stuff that SAC put together, that the whole West Coast used to stay open for the last 2 years. You know, a lot of the guys on the East Coast didn't get to go because of this stuff. So.
Yeah. And Ken Franke did a great job.
Absolutely.
And from the get-go, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was the thing. Like, it was, you know, obviously when everybody was sidelined, that was a big deal. But, I mean, it was just, I mean, from the second that they said no, it was, you know, all hands on deck until it was go again.
Yeah, and it was getting spooky because we didn't get to go. I think it was almost still Father's Day, you know, that we got the clearance to go under the protocols, you know.
Right.
Limited amount of people and the sanitary stuff on the boat and stuff. So.
Yeah, but it pulled it off.
Yeah, we got it.
Pulled it off, and honestly, it was one of the first things you could go do.
Yeah.
I mean, with as frustrating as it was to take as long as it did, like, it was one of the things that helped so much. You know, during all that COVID time, you couldn't go watch a ball game and you couldn't travel to the East Coast to see your parents, but you could jump on the Cortez because the loads were lighter and the sanitation protocols were such that you could go, and the fishing was great, and it is just that wave has just continued to roll.
Oh, yeah. And in 2022, I mean, try and get on a trip.
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing. Remember I announced our day and a half kayak Islander trip last weekend? It sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Less than a week. It sold out in 3 days.
You know, with the mandates coming in California right now, there's a very good possibility we could be going through almost the same thing. You know, it's going to be more of a limited load, sanitary things, protocols.
And a lot of people, and you're limited load anyway on the Cortez, right?
I mean, we only took 15 people this year.
Wow.
You know, no
way. In 2021?
Yeah. Oh, cool.
We kept it at 15. We felt that was the safest.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did all our medical spraying in between trips and stuff like that. So,
what are you going to do in 2022?
We're going to see what these mandates do. We might raise it up to 18, but right now, we're going to keep it at 15.
What's a comfortable load on the Cortez? 18?
18, yeah. 18. I'd say 99% of our groups is less than 17.
Wow.
You know?
How sweet is that?
Oh, no.
65-foot vessel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a pleasure to fish with.
It makes it comfortable. That's all is, you know, go out there, have fun, make it comfortable for the people, and do the best you can.
Yeah.
You know.
And then you're with all those boys over at Seaforth Sport Fishing, man. It's a fishy group over there.
Oh, okay. We got a good group of guys over there. Everybody sort of works together very good. You know, we got a good, great tackle shop, great restaurant now, and everything's working out very, very well. You know, I mean, all the guys are on top of it, and, you know, we got guys, long-range boats over there.
Yeah.
You know, with the Supreme being over there now, and guys doing 3- and 4-day trips, and we got our day-and-a-half overnight fleet also, so... It's working out good.
It's quite the group.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm sure, I know that everybody kind of leans on you and looks at you and says, hey, Jim, help me out here. I mean, you're kind of the icon over there.
Only when they ask.
Sure, that's pretty obvious. Speaking of asking, you're jumping on the Royal Polaris here for 30 days coming up, right?
Yes. Coming up starting in, I think, the first week of February.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. You've been doing that for years with friends,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your off season, give some relief to the boys, and
yes.
You know,
do that, and then you know, I didn't usually. I'm always on the New Year's Day trip, you know, Taka's guys, but we didn't make it this year because of this 38 stretch coming up.
So, oh, okay, yeah. You know. Now on this new this first trip you're going on, the 22 day on the Royal Polaris,
yeah,
it's you and Frank.
Yeah,
is Roy on there too?
Nope, I don't think.
No,
so. Well, I don't think for any. You know, you never know with Roy.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, so but it'll be Frank and I and regular crew, most of the guys.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the stretch.
Yeah,
22 days. That's a
quite
long,
an adventure.
That's a long. That's a big adventure.
Yeah,
exactly. That'll be
big
cool.
Adventure.
It's eye-opening sometimes.
Yeah.
Think when you're on the boat for 12 days and you realize you got 10 more in front of you. That's
yeah.
That's a long time.
You just take it every day. It's a box of chocolates out there. You know, every day's different. That's what I like about this business. Every day is different.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
We can't wait.
I know.
To hear
I can't wait.
Reports from that
one. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be fun.
Of course, this past week, we have to talk about the passing of Captain Don Hansen, icon of the industry, certainly started Dana Wharf Sport Fishing off the San Clemente Pier in 1966, moved it when the harbor opened in 1971 in Dana Point.
Correct.
Of course, the family still owns and operates Dana Wharf Sport Fishing up there and whale watching. And Don, what can you say about Don? Number one, he had great taste because he was a huge Let's Talk Hookup listener.
Yes.
Listened to every show. This is probably the first show he hasn't been with us.
No, he's listening.
Which is sad. Yeah,
you're right about that.
He's definitely listening. Yeah, for sure.
People don't understand. The people that come out fishing, what you all need to realize is you don't know the work that man put into keeping us fishing, keeping things open for us.
Yes.
I mean, he'll be sorely missed, and our condolences go to the family. Yeah. But Don was a man amongst men.
And until his very last days of being with us. I mean, that man worked
nonstop.
He was tireless and never looking for a thank you and never looking for anything else. He did it because he was so passionate about it and a family guy and a fishing guy. And I'm going to miss him for sure. He was
absolutely.
The best.
We're all going to miss him, 87 years old. He lived quite a life in 87 years. And, you know, we all feel fortunate that he was in our lives, like you say.
Yes.
Because, you know, chairman of the Pacific Fisheries Management Council. I mean, his vice presidency of Sport Fishing Association of California. I mean, he was on numerous boards. The guy worked tirelessly into his 80s.
All the time.
Yeah, right.
The
time.
Like I said, he kept us allowing us to go fishing in some way or another.
Yes.
Whether it be bait issues, limits, areas we can fish, he worked his butt off.
Yes, he did.
To keep this whole program going. And they've got a great whale watch business up there. And it's like I say, a man amongst men.
Yeah. Well said.
No question about it. Well, we're going to do a special tribute to Don Hansen on Sunday, the 23rd of January. His son Dave's going to come up and be with us, and Ken Frankie's going to be with us here in the World Headquarters. And, of course, numerous people will be calling in and paying tribute to a great man,
awesome.
Don Hansen. We're going to miss him, but we're going to pay homage and tribute to what an amazing human being he's been for the sport fishing industry.
Absolutely.
So that's Sunday, January 23rd, I believe, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Cool.
So you don't want to miss that show.
And he had some great dry humor.
Yeah, the best.
Oh, man.
Such a
good guy. Yeah, for sure. So
it was always fun, too, that no matter what question came up regarding any type of political fishing arena that was in that we wouldn't know the answer to, like, I mean, like clockwork, either a phone call or a text was coming through from Don with the answer. I mean, you know,
he was
as sharp as a tack and knew every time. And when there was a, yeah, whatever it might be, if there was something like, I really don't know, and Pete, you know, I mean, me neither. And next thing you know, Don's calling with whatever was happening.
Well, look who's on the line, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Good morning. You know, I'm just so glad to hear that you're going to have that two-hour tribute. However, I don't know that you can even start to cover what that man did for us for just forever. And, you know, as you know, I'm very close to Don and love Don. And you know, like I've told you before, I got to work with him as a little kid when he was working out of San Clemente Pier. But anyhow,
yeah, I remember he used to tell us stories about you and crawling down that ladder at the what age? How old were you?
Oh, I was like 9, 10. I got my first pair of hip boots, man. That's what made me just, God, I was so excited. I got my first pair of hip boots when I was 10.
Wow.
And I was so proud of that. You know, back then, everybody wore hip boots. I mean, everybody.
Hip
skippers,
boots.
Deckhands, all of us.
Do you wear them, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
I love it.
Well, we're going to miss Don for sure. And certainly, Frank, we hope you can participate in that tribute show on the 23rd, too. I know.
I'll make sure I do. But, you know, can you imagine how somebody would laugh at us if we walked down the dock on a pair of hip boots now?
Somebody should resurrect that. You know what? When you leave on that 22-day trip, you should get on the boat with a pair of hip boots. What do you think?
You know what? And if you didn't fold them back up at the bottom, you know, then you weren't cool at all.
You had to fold them all the way down to the heels.
Yeah. And then fold them up again, just three inches.
Right.
Wow.
And then you were cool.
We didn't have slickers back then. We had aprons.
Okay. No.
Really?
Yes. We used aprons.
Aprons. Yeah. Wow.
I love it.
Crazy, huh?
So anyhow, would you like a fish report?
That would be great.
You know,
we'd love to hear that.
Well, first of all, Roy is really doing his thing. He's having a good time. Day before yesterday, he had a 340.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Caught by, God, what's his name, Guy McDonald.
Wow.
340-pounder caught on a 10-pound tuna.
Wow. Whoa.
And yesterday he had a 240. And yesterday, I believe he had 56 tuna. He called it half of them were 50 to 75 pounds, and the other half were 100 to 160.
Wow.
So he's having great fishing. The day before that, he had 40-some tuna, a couple handfuls of wahoo. Renee is in the same area on the Shogun. And he's catching more of the 50 to 60 pound tuna and a little better pick on the wahoo. I think the other day he had 38 wahoo. And the other news that you'd be interested in is yesterday, Ali R in the afternoon on the Polaris Supreme on a 3-day trip had 13 tuna from 60 to 80 pounds. That's bluefin tuna. And what was really interesting on his way out, he left, Thursday morning. He left Thursday morning on his way out. He ran across a school 60 miles from Point Loma, boiled up really, really well. They sat on it for a half an hour, never got a bite, so he continued on down. Wow. Right now he's close to 200 miles down. He had 12 yesterday, and he called me just a little bit ago. He had 13 more during the night, so he's got 25 aboard. The fish last night were 40 to 60 pounds, and he said they ran over a couple, or they sat on a couple of schools of 100-pound fish that didn't bite, but seeing lots of fish. But I thought it was really interesting that he had a nice school 60 miles from the point, too.
Yeah. Wow. So have you heard from Ted Dunn and their commercial operation? Are they almost mopping them up, finished, done, like last year?
He's not by any means finished or done, but he's scratching away, let's say that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But they're getting
okay. Well, it's a mighty good fish.
And, you know, one thing that I don't think we were able to talk about just with last week's shows with the New Year's and everything going on, this is not Aliar's first hit on those big fish down in that zone. I mean, he's had a couple of trips down there now that have all been successful. Is that right?
That's right. It was on that five-day Christmas trip, he had 21 tuna. One of them was a 90-pounder. All the rest were 100 to 160, and he had two over 200. So,
wow,
you know,
awesome.
He's on them, that's for sure.
He's on.
And last night, the Pacifica left on a day-and-a-half trip. We're going to be anxious to see what he does because that'll be pretty interesting. And he's fishing bluefin. So
yeah.
Lots of fun. And good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Frank.
Great to hear from you, Frank.
Wow,
thanks
cool.
for that, and appreciate looking forward to our tribute to Don Hansen, and that's going to be quite the show to remember such
a great man.
Yeah.
Like
thanks
I said, I don't think you're going to get it covered in 2 hours, but we'll do our best.
That's for sure, yeah. Hey, Frank, thanks for the fish report and the tribute there, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. Bye-bye, you
thanks,
guys.
Frank.
Take care, Frank.
Boy, I mean, when do we call a season a beginning and an end now? You know what I mean? Like, what's this big fish that's happening right now? Is this the beginning of the next season? How do you call the last one ended? We've had bluefin. We've had good bluefin fishing every single month of the year.
Crazy.
And here we are again. I mean, it's
January.
Yeah, it's January, and they're still biting. So
yeah.
It's really cool, dude.
The only thing that would separate a beginning and an end of a season would be the weather.
Yeah.
That's it. If everybody just lays in, Christmas might have been.
Yeah, we'll call that one the end.
And now it's beginning.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
That's
to
what
me.
It is.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
this is awesome. Well, as you can hear, we've got such a great show. It's so much fun having Captain Jim in here. So much good stuff to cover, too. We would love to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090, or text the show. Hugely popular option now, texting the show. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. Just grab your mobile device, whether it's an Android, an iPhone, whatever you got, search for Let's Talk Hookup. You'll find the Let's Talk Hookup app. Very easy way to listen to the show, very easy way to listen to archive shows, find out cool information, and it's the only way to send a text into the show. And at the end of the show today, we're continuing on with this new tradition. If you didn't catch last week's show, basically all of the calls and all of the text messages are going to be eligible for winning the prize. And how it's going to work is we will take phone calls throughout the show, as we normally do. We will also take your text messages throughout the call, throughout the end of the show. And at the end of it, we have a special coin that's marked for texters and for callers. We'll flip the coin at the end of the show. And then
Jim will flip the coin.
Yep,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then that will determine whether we choose a phone caller or a texter to win the fantastic prize. And fantastic prize it is. Pete, you teased it up. At the end of today's show, somebody is going to go fishing on board the Cortez on a day-and-a-half trip and bring a guest.
How about that?
Yeah, this
huh?
is day-and-a-half fishing for two people on board the Cortez. As we heard, there's going to be a few open party trips that you can hopefully slide in and grab one of those spots, or if there's a spot on a charter, whatever it may be, someone and their guest is going fishing on the Cortez, which is such a treat because, as we've already heard, it's just flat-out tough to get to go fishing with Jim, and there's a reason that boat is so popular, and we are just so stoked to get to give that away.
Very
Jim.
Generous
that was awesome.
Of you,
thank
Jim.
You.
Thank you.
So, again, if you want to get your shot at that, shoot us a call, 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text. It's very important on your text message that you include your name and some contact info so we can get you back. So make sure you include your phone number, where you're texting from, all that pertinent information, and we're going to be reading those texts throughout the show. And when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got phone calls. We got text reports. We got all kinds of great fish catch information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with the minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island launch ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hard top model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
You've been waiting for it, and it's finally here. The Kamikatsu Nautilus Ringed Circle Hook is now available in sizes 4, 2, 1, and 1-0. That's right. Those smaller, highly sought-after Kamikatsu Circle Hooks are now available in ringed and non-ringed versions down to size 4. It's the hook that will help you get that bite. The Kamikatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Now in smaller sizes and ringed and non-ringed styles. Get it now at select tackle shops.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here already this morning. So much stuff to cover with Captain Jim from the Cortez.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show.
Lots of texts coming through.
Yeah.
Lots of calls. Phones are packed. Christian's a very busy guy on the board.
Yes,
there.
Yes, he is.
Thanks to Christian for manning that. Some more sad news. Good friend and fellow fisherman, Dr. Gary Smalley, passed away this past week. Gary was a great guy. He was my veterinarian years ago, and he also became my fishing buddy. And Gary was always happy. Yeah, he went to Sitka with us.
Yeah.
I remember Gary, and just a super good guy, an amazing vet there in San Marcos Veterinary Clinic, and he passed away this past week. So we're going to miss Gary for sure. He's a neat guy.
No
and,
doubt, man. Another
and
great
lived,
one.
Lived a lot of great life, for sure. And what's the latest in the Maxa baby world? Rick, we need a baby update.
Well, I was so close to calling you last night to just say, you better just get Corey in here today. I don't know if it's going to happen. So we had our appointment yesterday with our doctor. We do, you know, at this point we're at the once a week. They like to see Dal and just check up on things and how everything's going. And everything has been great. Every appointment we've been has been very smooth, and they're very happy with our baby's size and weight and progress has all been, you know, knock on wood, it's been perfect so far. And they do a little checkup, and then they do like a stress test where they, you know, monitor baby and mom and make sure everything's good. And this one was definitely different than normal. The nurse like took the little readings, and normally they just go, okay, you guys are great, you know, see you next week. And this time she bailed and she went and talked to the doctor, and we're both kind of like almost nervous, like, man, everything all right? And then the doctor comes in and looks at it. She goes, huh, okay, go ahead and stay here for a few minutes. I'm gonna, you know, and they're shorthanded right now, all the COVID stuff going on, she's running around. And so we're both looking at each other a little, you know, slightly concerned. Obviously, yeah. That's never been a thing before. And she goes, okay, I want you to hang out for a little bit. If we're definitely starting, you know, things are starting now. Like, you're in early labor, so if I'm going to look at this and decide if we're going to send you in now or if we're going to wait a little bit.
So,
whoa. Yeah, exactly. So we all of a sudden like, oh, my God, this is getting very real. And she said, you know, I think we're going to hold off, but stand by your phone. And she goes, I'm going to reevaluate whatever numbers they look at. And she goes, if I decide I want you to go in, I'll call you. So just, you know, keep your phone on. And that was where we were left. So we were just like, well, you know, we did not get the call. So obviously she didn't, the doctor.
But you could get the call during the show here.
Yeah. And now at this point, obviously they say the same thing, you know, if your water breaks or if the contractions. So she's experiencing those now if they get to be this long or this, you know.
Wow.
You know, they, so yeah. So yeah, my
pretty
bag
exciting.
Is packed in the car, and so it's
anytime now.
You know, they said the state went. Obviously, when they told us that, they said, now don't, you know, don't get me wrong. This state that you're in could last for several days before it's time, but we're on that window. We're definitely on landing gears down. We're on final approach.
Sweet. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be,
so we're excited.
We'll be standing by.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So if I get the call, I'm out of here.
All right. For sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those phones. They're jam-packed. They want to talk to Jim.
You got it, buddy. If you guys want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Let's start it off by talking to Tom. He's calling us from University City this morning. Hey, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Happy New Year.
You too, Tom.
Happy New Year, Tom.
Hey, I'm. My question is about albacore fishing. I've never done it, and if they were to come into our area this year, I was just wondering if Jim could talk about what it's like to fish for albacore for us.
Can you get your hip boots back on?
Yeah, I just trying to get my hip boots back on. No. Albacore fishing is very, very exciting because you get into an area and it wants, that stuff wants to bite. And first thing you know, first part of the season, you'll pick off 2-3 jigs, a lot of jig strikes. Then you start getting a little bit of bait fish. And then one day it just turns on. You get the 100 fish stop, 200 fish stop. And then it gets to the point where you look down off the corner of the boat and you're just throwing ones right in one spot. And there's 100 of them trying to eat the one bait.
Wow.
That's so cool.
It is, I mean, nothing gets everybody that excited.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, albacore haven't been here for quite a few years. And they're due. I mean, it's our time, you know, and we all believe in cycles, you know. We've seen it for years and years and years, different times, different. And maybe, you know, we need to be out there a little bit earlier. You know, look at this bluefin, you know. We go back to the bluefin bite. We never had bluefin bites like this for years and years. You know, the albacore, it's due, you know.
Yeah.
We keep a sharp eye on it. The water conditions the last 3 years have been fine outside.
Yeah.
Been perfect for it, actually. Water, temperature, bait, everything else. It just hasn't, the curve hasn't been down below point conception.
Sure. So. Could we have bluefin and albacore?
Oh, yeah. No, that's very common.
Very common.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's not, I wouldn't think anything else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then water warms up and you start to get the yellowfin mixed in, you know. This was a very, very tough year for yellowfin, you know.
Yeah.
All in all. But cold water species.
I miss the days for sure of, you know, being on the boat and, you know, all the trolling rods going off and hearing the clickers going. Will that happen again when albacore is a thing again and it cycles back through, or will sonar fishing change the way that you fish for albacore? You know what
no,
I mean?
No, we had sonars for the last few years that good albacore fishing was down here.
Just
we call them ladders.
Okay.
You know, you look on the sonar, just the way they come on the sonar, just big long ladders. But no, it in on the up and downs, you know, sometimes you look at it and you don't see much and you get one little blip on it and it looks like a volcano coming up from the bottom. I mean, because those fish got big eyes and they see it. I mean, we've had the meter on 60 fathoms, 70 fathoms, see a couple fish down there and watch the whole school come from 60 fathoms.
Really?
Straight up. Yeah. Right to your chum.
Oh,
let's start throwing bait and here they come.
Here they come.
Look, it looks like a volcano going off.
Yeah.
You know, it really does.
Well, stand by there. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Let's jump back into them. This time we're going to talk to Don. Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. And Captain Jim, it's always great to hear you speak. And my first question, actually I have two, is one, when are you going to post those open trips to see if I can get on one? And then the other is, from what you learned last season, what would be the three rigs for this bluefin tuna that you would suggest your anglers bring?
Yeah, great question.
Oh, both are good questions. Our open party trips are going to be August 15th through the 17th, September 14th through the 16th, and November 14th through the 16th.
All 3 day and a half?
Yes.
Yeah, and how do they get on that trip?
Call me directly because I'm going to book all them trips through myself. Right.
Yourself.
Now. Yeah.
And how do they
get on? So that's 619-203-2965. And also, it'll be on the C4th thing if it's not filled up by then.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the rigs.
You better call now.
Oh, you can. Oh, not right now.
Not right now.
I'm not going to answer.
Show.
Yeah. Give him about an hour and a half.
Yeah. As far as the three rigs, what we found most this year is definitely your flat fall rigs. We use 100-pound, 80 to 100-pounder in the daytime if they want to flat fall during the daytime. At nighttime, we don't use nothing less than 200. And you want to have a kite rig. If you don't have one, we always have four or five on the boat. They're all set just for kite gear. You want to have a bait rig. We'd call it 40 to 60 pound. And you want to have one that's 25 to 30 pound, depending if that smaller fish are around, they get finny. One thing, we'll always start out with a heavier line first. And if you get, it's not one of those things where I want you to drop down. I see a lot of guys drop down. I say, hey, that's all 80, 100-pound fish, and they drop down to 30, and they just lose all their stuff, you know. So pay attention to the guy, you know, the guys, the crew's on there. They're going to let you know what you need. But I would start, I have a 25 to 30-pound, a 40 to 60-pound, and a 100-pound, you know, 80 to 100-pound gear.
With fish as big as they've been, dropping down in line size, it just isn't the answer. I mean, it's always frustrating.
Yeah.
It's always frustrating when you're at the rail and you're fishing your butt off and you think you're doing everything you can. And you haven't gotten your bite yet. Like, your bite's gonna come.
Yes.
You know, your bite is gonna come, and it's just you know with bluefin fishing, it's not wide open. You know, it's not like you just described with the albacore. You got to put your time in and keep fishing good baits.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, you know, you're often not getting bit because your line is too heavy. Your ticket just hasn't been pulled yet.
Exactly.
And if you drop down to too light a line when your ticket does get pulled, you can't take advantage.
You don't have a chance. We try to fish on the heavier line. That was what we worked on all year. So don't drop down. Don't drop down. You know, and then one guy will be up in the bow, drop down. Oh, I got bit. Yeah, well, you're on it for 2.5 hours, 3 hours, and it still goes away.
And you probably would have gotten bit just the same if you were fishing heavy line. You got the right bait, and you cast it at the right time when there's a fish around, and that thing took off.
Yep, you got it.
It likely would have been bit on your heavier outfit.
We've seen a lot of guys get bit with 80 and had no problem in the daytime, and other guys said, I can't get bit, so he dropped down to 40, dropped down to 30. And then they're on it for 2 hours, 3 hours, and they lose it.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Don. Appreciate that very much. Let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report with Cast Tours. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda, standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Happy New Year to you guys. And, Ricky, you'll be joining the ranks of fatherhood any day now.
Yeah, buddy. Excited.
Yeah, too bad. You missed that tax deduction if you'd had it, you know. But you get it for next year anyway.
There you go.
Congratulations, man. So you're gonna make a good papa. I'm sure you will.
I can't wait. Thanks, buddy.
Anyway, fishing down in southern Baja continues to be pretty good. As far as the off of Cabo San Lucas, San Jose del Cabo, the tuna, there's a lot of tuna, but you got to run 30, 40 miles to get them. They're out under the porpoise and, gosh, the local Panga commercial guys are venturing out there, and no, they're loading their boats up with, you know, 600, 700, 800 pounds,
ooh,
even a half ton of yellowfin tuna, and some nice fish, quality fish, 30, 40, 50 pounds. And you know, the boats, the sport fishing boats are also going out there and nail them, but there's also a lot of striped marlin in the area closer to the beach. Kind of a really good, strong number of striped marlin that are in that area, and it's kind of a little bit early, but you know, that all that fish is going to move around to the East Cape here as we get into late winter, spring. But if you guys want to catch marlin, man, now's the time to go. Still up in the banks just around Punta Gordo, up along San Luis, Vinorama, the Iman Banks. Plenty of wahoo around here this time of year. Doing well on the wahoo. Some nice up to 50-pound fish being taken there. And, of course, there's still some Dorado running around the area down there, and they're mostly the 8 to 15-pound fish. And also the Sierras. This is a good time for the Sierra mackerel in that same area right along the beaches there, and a few small rooster fish being taken. Got also a report from Ixtapa Zihuatanejo there. kind of slow on the sailfish, but they're being located anywhere from 2 to 6 miles off the beach. But there have been some big sails, up to 140, 150 pounds. Those are pretty huge sails.
Yeah.
Along the beaches there, here again, roosters, big jacks, and Sierra mackerel. So, and, you know, that's a great winter destination. Good weather there during the winter, you know, temperature mid-80s. And a good way to get out, you know, from this cold weather and get down to some beautiful, beautiful, nice tropical weather down there. But that's the report for this week. I'm heading down on Tuesday to Puerto Vallarta, not to fish, but just a little vacation and get some sunshine. And but I'll check and see what's going on down there, and hopefully I'll be able to give you guys a call next Saturday with the report for that area along with the other reports we get.
Cass, this is
you guys take care, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Cass. This is some of my favorite reports that you do when it's kind of winter time, little cold, little front coming through, and then you talk about great marlin fishing and great tuna fishing to be had down south. It just, it's such the easy time to call up Cass, talk with the girls, book a quick long weekend, and get away for some sunshine and some good fishing. If we want to get in on the good marlin fishing you talked about, tuna, all that stuff, how do we find you there at Cass Tours?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com. And Ricky, stand by. It's happening.
Standing by, buddy. Thanks, Cass.
Have fun in all PV right there, Cass, man. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, Pete. Take care, man.
See you later. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to dive into the text. We've got some great text coming through, at again, via the Let's Talk Hook Up app if you want to send yours. You stand by. We got more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Mightier 1090.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Yeah. Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking some Cortez. It's been a great show already.
Yeah, we're giving away a trip for two, day-and-a-half trip on one of the open party trips this next summer.
Yeah.
On the Cortez out of C4 Sportfish. That's a pretty special deal.
Yeah, awesome.
And
yeah.
Very nice of Jim. And texts are flying through, and phone calls are packed. So keep on trying, and we'll get to everyone we possibly can. And here's one. It says, Jim, tell the listeners how you got the name Rambo. And he says he parked a few slips down from the Cortez at Seaforth a few years back, and he was working for Tom Paterno on the Limitless. Not many more valuable than Rambo on your code group. And that was from Howie.
Oh. Hey, thanks, Howie. I don't know. I don't know how I got it. Just didn't do things like everybody else did in
yeah.
the past. We did things different.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think it's like, I mean, to me, it's like you're just like a tough guy, man. You're just
I don't know about a tough guy.
Yeah, just, but I mean, you keep, you're like the Energizer Bunny. You keep on rolling.
I think that's probably more than anything else. So just go to your thing and get it done.
Yeah.
You know, and don't stop until you get it done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And there's no slowing you down right now, from what I see.
Hopefully not.
That's not the plan anyway.
No,
that's
no.
Sure. All right. Thanks, Howie, for that.
All right. Well, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Kaylee, calling us from Chula Vista this morning. What's up, Kaylee? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Kaylee's our last year's winner, I think.
I thought so. Hi, Kaylee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
How are you today?
We're great.
Good. How is everybody today?
Great.
Good, good, good.
So I won a fishing trip last year with you guys. And
that's
I want to know what rod I should take to the plow this year, because I'll be joining you.
All right. I did get a hold of your significant other at the and told him, and I guess he worked on another boat. But I scheduled these day and a half to make sure that you guys get on there, because I felt so bad about
it. He was talking about you this morning, Kaylee.
I just felt so bad I couldn't get, you know.
We're so busy, you couldn't get her in.
Well, you know, it's, like I said, it was hard to get, you know. Yeah. I usually have some openings on some charters, and we just didn't have them this year, you know. And then one time we had to schedule a little party trip. The weather killed us. You want to bring out a 25 to 30-pound outfit and a 40 to 60-pound outfit? I have some heavier kite gear, should it be kite fishing, and I also have some heavier gear for flatfall fishing. So we got plenty of gear on the boat.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Kaylee.
Thanks for the call. Good luck on your trip.
Yeah. What is the ideal rig for a flatfall? You talked about, you know, daytime you fish 1,800, and nighttime you fish 200. I mean, how big of tackle do you fit? Like, when does it get so big that it's, you know, uncomfortable or cumbersome for the guy to fish with? I mean, is it a 50-sized reel? Is it a Talica 20? Like, what in your mind, like, makes the ideal bluefin flatfall type outfit?
I've seen this bigger bluefin caught on everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to handle a 50.
Right.
When you're flatfalling.
Great when you're attached.
When you're attached,
but you can't fish that at the rail all night.
A 30 size? 20 size
mm-hmm.
is comfortable, because you can, you remember, you're dropping down, you're trying to stay in the same water column, and you're winding up. And 99% of the time we gauge our fishes in that 40 fathom range.
Okay.
Say that's the average. It's 240 feet. And also you're winding down, You know, trying to keep it in that same water column. You wind it all the way back up. A lot of guys have that glow and stuff. They want to get it, their glow back on, you know. It's a lot of work. So it's how much work are you willing to put in with the gear that you got? You use a 50 on that same kind of thing, you're going to be done in half an hour.
Totally.
You got to be tired. Where a 30, you might get, you know, an hour out of it, you know. So a lot of it is what you feel comfortable with, but you got to make sure you have the heaviest line you can, especially at nighttime.
Because they're going to bite it.
Nighttime doesn't matter. You want the heaviest gear you got, period.
Yeah.
We don't even let anybody fish with less than 100 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, at nighttime.
For sure.
In the daytime, you know, they get there a little bit more finicky. They can see a little bit better. You know, then we're down in that 60 and 80 pound gear.
Is it now at nighttime? Is it all flatfall, or do you fish the sinker rig too?
No, sinker rigs is just as effective.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, what I see a lot, and I think everybody, every operator will tell you the same thing, is guys that first get bit. Then everybody switches over to that.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, and says, well, I got bit on, you know, you got 10, 15 guys fishing flatfall, and one guy catches them on one glow in the dark, everybody will switch over to glow in the dark.
That's the color. Yeah. Got to
have
it.
Got to have it. You know, so it's not the case. I mean, we have guys stick with it and fish these big knife jigs now, and the knife jigs work very well this year. A lot.
Yeah.
You know, so, and the sinker rigs work well, but a lot of guys aren't patient enough with the sinker rigs. And you got to let down a little bit slower. But winding in slow a little bit. You get bit on, a lot of times you get bit on the way in. A lot.
But again, you're fishing heavy on the sinker rig.
Yes. And, you know, we use a chandelier rig. Put 6-7 sardines on a big giant hook.
Really?
You know, and all facing the same way, so it looks like a little ball of sardines coming up.
No kidding.
Yeah. That worked well.
That worked, huh? Yeah. Wow. Cool. All right, good stuff. Hey, we have some good texts here.
I was going to say that rig's got Roy Rose just all over it.
It does.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, Roy's chandelier,
like a,
right?
Like that's
right.
Roy Rose.
No, it is.
Like, yeah, let's put 6 or 7 on these things.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Hey, Joe from San Diego wants to know, so are hip boots the reason that extra toughs are called shorty boots now?
I don't know if that's the reason why, but hip boots... I mean, we all had Red Balls, and I think there was another company, but they went all the way up to your hips, and on the sides, it came up a little bit higher, and you actually sometimes had to cut out the crotch area because you get it right up there.
That's so funny.
It was really albacore fishing because, you know, they're such a bloody fish.
Yeah.
You know, and the half-day boats, and like you said, you know, once you get done scrubbing the boat and everything, you fold them down and fold them back up.
So you roll them down while you're, when you're engaged in full combat, they come all the way back up.
But the shorties could be, you know, for the guys been around us. Yeah, it would, you know, short boots.
That's funny.
You know, so
I like it.
Right.
Well, hey, we had another fun text come through. This one was from Dan. It says, "Good morning, gentlemen. Just wondering if Captain Jim is superstitious, and if so, what are some of the superstitions that he has to abide by?"
Yes, I am. You know, I don't wear green.
Don't wear green. Okay.
Nope. I try not to wear green. I don't have no money in the pocket.
Okay.
Whoa.
You ain't gonna make no money.
If you got money in the pocket,
money in the pocket.
You'd be hungry for it.
There's things on.
I like it.
You know, whistling. I'm still against the whistling.
Don't
whistling
whistle.
Brings wind.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. No. There's a few on.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I'll be the first one to admit it.
Frank has always told stories that he's, you know, got ones that whether he believed in it or it was just ingrained into him from people before, like get to stack your boots a particular way.
Stack them. I mean, like you would put them on.
Left is on the left. Yep. Right's on the right.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, just kick them off in a pile somewhere.
He throws them out the wheelhouse. He sees them. He does.
All right.
Oh, I've been there, done that.
Oh yeah.
So one of the guys comes in tired on deck, new guy. He kicks his boots off in the crew room, and they're just in a pile somewhere.
Yep.
Good luck.
Ain't happening. Not happening.
I like it.
You know.
And another good text here from Alex in San Carlos wants to know, and this is always a good question, I've never hooked up to a big bluefin. I want to know what your recommendation in properly setting your drag is. Always
a
good question, right?
What we do is I watch everybody set their drags. They're using these scales, you know, and this and that and the other. And I'm still old school. I use my hand. Once everybody sets their drags, then I go around at nighttime when they go to sleep and have the crew reset them. You know, because you put it in strike, you know, like that, you should still be able to pull it out with your hand. And then when you go into full is when you shouldn't be able to pull it. So I'm very careful because a lot of guys, you know, thank God there's a button there to hit it when it's striped. You can still pull it out. Now you can always tighten the drag. If you have your drag too tight to start with, you're going to bust it off. I don't care what size fish it is. I always say, make sure you can pull it out and check it every time you put a bait in the water. If you can pull it out, you're good. We can always tighten the drag. But if it's too tight to start with, you don't have a chance.
You don't have a chance.
No. But, and then when we get, you know, once we get the drag set tight, right, and then we get to that fish where it's just circling, you can see it, it's in color, it's in the last 20 feet or whatever, 40 feet, then we can start pumping it up to full and, you know, lifting, grind, you know, just taking a crank at a time, inch by inch, it works.
Is good way to do it.
Is the more common, you know, do you more commonly see guys setting their drags too tight or more commonly setting them too loose? Is it 50-50? Like, what's the mistake that's more commonly being made by guys? Too tight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, by far. I've seen guys set their drags like, I can handle a 28-pound drag. No, you can't.
Right.
You know, I see them going down, you know, all the boats got a place where you can put your rods, you know, and just little cutouts.
Yeah.
I see the guy hook a fish and then go right down the thing. It looks like going over speed bumps. Boom, boom, boom. You know, it's, you can't, don't, you know, most people can't handle a 28.
If you can't lift the rod, then.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, they get yanked and just knock people over.
That I like hearing that so much because it's one of, not that, you know, somebody's at fault, but like we hear that a lot in the tackle store. You know, the amount of drag pressure a reel makes is almost, we've talked about it on the show a bunch, but it's almost become like a buzzword thing, like a selling thing. You know, a guy talking about how much horsepower his truck has, and people will say, you know, well, I don't want this reel because it only makes, you know, whatever, 35 pounds of drag. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, man, for the size of gear that you're fishing, you're going to be using about 8 pounds or 10 pounds of drag pressure. You know, the thought of, well, 30 pounds is no big deal. I can handle that. I fish big fish. You know, these are big bluefin. Like, that is so much drag pressure.
Yeah.
And it's so much to hang on to for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
To hang on to it for an hour and a half is just, it's
brutal.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
And brutal. It's just so much
good luck
more,
with that.
It's
right?
Just so much more than you realize that it is.
You gotta let the fish make its first run, its second run. You have to let it do what it's going to do, and then worry about it. Because that first when they get that hook in their face, they don't know what's happening, but they're getting out of Dodge.
Yeah.
And they're going Mach 10 as fast as they can.
And you want them to do that.
Yeah.
You burn off that energy.
Yes. Get rid of it.
Get out there.
Yeah.
Get out there. Get away from tangles.
That's right.
Get the tail kicking as hard as they can. Burn up all that energy. Like, you want them away from the boat. Like, you know, you always think to yourself, like, oh, I got to wind all this line back in. But he burnt a bunch of what he had in the tank getting out.
But that's what you're out there for, to wind it in.
Totally.
You're out there to wind the thing in. You know, you got bite. You got the hard part done. You got a bite.
Yeah.
Now let's.
Now you get to get him.
Yeah.
I like it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great text messages. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.